90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Tuesday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS.
Welcome or welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam Sports Talk Show, where two friends get to give their opinion on sports. I am Peter, joined by my lovely, amazing co-host, Andrew. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I was a little tired this morning, I won't lie, but I've been able to wake up. Been here for about 30 minutes to an hour, so I'm getting back into the groove. I've gotten to wake up, which means that we get to talk about sports, and I'm so excited. We have a lot to talk about, so we got to jump right in. Andrew, can you give them a look at our Trojan sports this week?
Yes, so today we have field hockey at Northeast for the regional final. Tomorrow we have volleyball at Colonel Richardson for their regional quarterfinal game. And on Thursday we have cross country at Cambridge for regionals, and then football home versus Snow Hill for their senior night.
Yeah, so if you guys are able to get out to any of these games, tonight there's the Northeast field hockey game. It's their regional final. So if you don't got nothing to do, you know, go out and support a local Kent County team, because there isn't many times that Kent County gets to go to the regional final. So when we do, it is a pretty big deal. But I want to take a look at the NFL, because it was an exciting one this week, starting off with the Vikings and the Chargers. They faced off on Thursday night. The Chargers, looking like a different team this year, really showing how much they can prosper if they put their team together. And this Vikings team hasn't been a bad team at all this year. They haven't been as good as they were previously, but I think it just shows how dominant this Chargers team has been this year, as Justin Herbert was able to throw for 3 touchdowns and almost 250 yards and win in a dominant fashion, winning 37-10.
The Ravens, coming off of their much-needed bye week, were able to pick up their first win in a while, still without quarterback Lamar Jackson. Tyler Huntley, the backup, was able to get it done at home for the Ravens in a much-needed win to keep their season alive. The final score of that one was 30-16.
And we had the Jets versus the Bengals facing off. And if this was a game that you saw on your phone or on your TV, you probably skipped to go watch a different one, which is understandable, because for the first 3 quarters of this game, the Bengals were up almost 14 points. And it really came down to the very end. This Jets team, having no wins previously and also playing away, it looked like it was done deal for that Jets team. It would be another loss. But in the fourth quarter, they were able to claw their way back with a 23-point quarter and able to get their first win on the road, 39-38, and Justin Fields threw for 250 yards.
A NFC East rivalry game between the Eagles and the Giants, two teams that have already played this season in New York, and the Giants came out on top in that one, but the Eagles wanted to make a statement that they are the best team in the NFC East, and they did that in this game at home. They were able to win this one 38-20.
And I think a game that me and Andrew were looking forward to seeing, this Cowboys versus Broncos team, the Broncos showing a new identity from what they have been previously before Peyton Manning. And then this Cowboys team, who has previously not been the best, but they were 3-3 and having some pretty decent wins. I think they needed this high-level team win to show that they could really stand, but they do really poorly on the road. They're now 1-4 away, all 4 of their losses coming from away games, and this Broncos team seems like they can't be stopped at home. They're now 4-0 at home, and they were able to change their record to 6-2 as they got a 20-point win over this Cowboys team, and Bo Nix is really making a statement on why he's one of the better quarterbacks in the division.
When the Ravens weren't doing so well and they were losing, Peter took away those games. So now that the Steelers lost on Sunday night, I'll take it away from him so he doesn't have to talk about the Steelers losing. But the Steelers played the Packers on Sunday. Sunday Night Football. This was a pretty close game, but the Packers showed up. They were the better team, and they were able to get the win 35-25.
And I'll say, if you watched the game, you probably looked at your TV and said, what the heck are they wearing? And my answer to that is, I don't know. They had the most hideous yellow jerseys on I have ever seen on a player. I don't know who in their front staff was like, yeah, let's just throw these out. Let's throw a couple Sharpie lines on a yellow jersey and call it a day. But I think that's why we lost. But we had another exciting game out of the Colts. This team has really been dominant recently. Daniel Jones has bounced from, you know, starting spots to bench spots, but I think he's found his home in Indiana, getting this team to 7-1, which is one of their best starts in modern history, which is crazy because this team just a couple years ago was kind of tanking for Jonathan Taylor, you know, having a young running back trying to prosper. And now it's really showing that they have built something strong. They played the Titans, which obviously isn't a great team, but I just think that they have been very dominant and they were able to get that win 38-14.
Last night was the sole Monday Night Football game. The previous weeks there had been doubleheaders on Monday Night Football, but there was only one game last night, and that was between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Washington Commanders, and the Chiefs were able to get a dominant victory. You can see this Commanders team is not living up to their expectations. Obviously, quarterback Jaden Daniels is still out with an injury, so they are definitely struggling without his presence. So hopefully he can come back soon and help the Commanders out. But the Chiefs were able to win this one 28-7.
And then taking a look into next week, there is a lot of exciting games. And I kind of want to start with my opinion on the most exciting game, which is going to be a rematch of the AFC Championship from last year between the Chiefs and the Bills team. The Bills have, you know, made their statement on why they think they should be a Super Bowl contender. Josh Allen going for another MVP level season. And then Patrick Mahomes trying to come back from the Super Bowl loss last year, being a little iffy at the start of the season, people thinking, are the Chiefs really going to be able to come back? But they've been able to get a lot of wins in a row recently. So I think this game is going to be one of the most exciting ones. What would you say is one you're looking forward to, Andrew?
I would probably say the Vikings and Lions game. That game's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Both teams that are division rivals, they're both putting on pretty decent seasons. The Vikings, though, are going to have a hard time in this game, I think. I think the Lions at home are going to be very dominant. And also, the Vikings are without their starting quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. And then they also just lost backup Carson Wentz for the season. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that quarterback situation plays out.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll be excited to see this one because the Steelers also play at one, but they play against the Colts, and I know how the Steelers play against these high-level teams, so I'll probably be turning the game off after the first quarter. But hopefully it doesn't end up that way, but knowing the Steelers, we'll probably get a couple field goals because of Chris Boswell, and then we'll lose by 40. But taking a look from NFL to college football, we had a lot of exciting games, and I think one of the games that we both didn't see being as close as it was, Virginia versus UNC. UNC being one of those, you know, lower level, mid-tier ACC teams. ACC not being known for football, you know, they're more of a basketball conference now. And Virginia, also another ACC team, but they were ranked. They've been having a pretty good season, but it got down to an overtime, and they were luckily able to pull out by one, but I think it was a showing of if they won a high-level bowl game, I think that was not the result that they needed, but they were still able to get that win 17-16.
A Vanderbilt team that continues to dominate in a very deep SEC battled against Missouri, and this one was at Vanderbilt, and it was back and forth, a low-scoring game, but Vanderbilt was able to get the win 17-10, but Missouri almost was able to tie the game at the end of regulation. They threw a Hail Mary pass, and the receiver caught it at the one-yard line, and he was 1 yard short of being in the end zone and potentially tying the game if the extra point was good. So Vanderbilt was able to come out with a narrow victory, and they are now up to 9 in the AP poll. So they have their highest ranking for, it's been a long time since they've been that high in the AP poll.
Yeah, and Andrew, do you see this Vanderbilt team being high level like they were last year? Because their quarterback is 24 years old. He'll probably end up going to the NFL, you know, probably one of the earlier quarterbacks to get drafted. And we know how Vanderbilt was last year. They got that shocker win against Alabama, but they weren't anything crazy. Obviously, this year they've come out and they'll probably able to get some more recruits. But do you see them repeating this same kind of history and like keep this trajectory for the school, or do you kind of see it going a different way?
I think for this year they have done very good with the opponents they faced so far. They have a favorable schedule heading into the rest of the season, but I do think it's going to be interesting to see without Diego Pavia how they are going to do. I mean, they have a great coach, and I think they have a great foundation to make a great program. So I think if they can get a good quarterback to come up and they have the right pieces around him, I think they can continue to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, and then taking a look into next week, I got to ask you about this Indiana-Maryland game. Are you going to be there, and are you excited for Maryland to play Indiana, or are you worried that your guys are going to get killed?
I would probably say that it's going to be, well, Maryland's blown 3 straight fourth quarter leads in 3 straight games. So, I mean, just our luck, we'll probably end up winning this game because we lose to like UCLA and Washington and Nebraska. We blow those games in the fourth quarter. So I'm sure Indiana will come into Maryland and they'll like lose or something. That's just our luck. So we'll have to wait and see, but I'll be watching it. I definitely think it's going to be a close game, but I do feel as if Indiana might have this one.
Yeah, and I mean, I also think late in the year, it is great watching college football, especially the SEC, because there's always going to be some SEC teams ranked, and they're always going to end up playing each other. Like a game, 7:30 on Saturday, Oklahoma versus Tennessee, two lower-level to mid-level AP poll-ranked teams, but not low-level at all. Both teams looking to, I think, solidify themselves as a high-level bowl contender. They might be a little late to get the, you know, those Rose Bowl-level games, but I still think they are in contention for a lot of those super high-level bowl games, and I really do think that this is going to be one of the best games of the night. I think Tennessee will able to take this one. I think it'll end up being like a 2-touchdown game. But I do see them doing good. What's a game, Andrew, that you're looking forward to besides, you know, that Maryland one?
I would probably say that Virginia-California game. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Virginia bounces back. They're now on the road for back-to-back weeks. And Virginia's 15th in the country right now. So I think they have a favorable schedule, but in the ACC, going on the road, having to travel across the country, I think that's going to be a interesting storyline to see how the players react. Do they adjust to the time change? So I think coming off of that narrow victory against a North Carolina team that has not lived up to expectations this year, I think that'll be a close game, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, looking at the AP poll, there's a lot of small shifts or not many changes, but can you give us a little update on the AP poll and then maybe some jumps that we saw?
Yeah, so the top 5 remain the same. Ohio State at 1, Indiana at 2, Texas A&M at 3, Alabama at 4, and Georgia was at 5. Some other notable jumps was Oklahoma moved down 5 spots, Missouri moved down 4, Michigan moved up 4 spots, and there were some other little movements such as Tennessee moving up 3 spots.
Yeah, and I think it's still surprising. We talked about that Virginia team being a little shaky, but they are 7-1, and they were able to move up a spot, which is surprising, but I also think it's because you had those teams like Oklahoma and Missouri moving down a lot, so it freed up some space, but I do think that was a little shaky to see Virginia get an overtime win against, like you said, a UNC team that hasn't been amazing, but also LSU has dropped off a lot this year. We see Texas able to claw their way back from going unranked to being back on that AP poll, but you know, LSU and Penn State weren't as lucky to get their way back there, and LSU had just fired their head coach Brian Kelly, which, you know, makes sense. They, as an LSU team, you're expected to win, and if you're not winning, then you're going to be fired. Same thing happened with Penn State's head coach. But now we have two high-level jobs open in the LSU and Penn State head coaching position. Do you see, you know, Brian Kelly maybe going to Penn State, or like, where do you think he'll end up?
I think it's going to be very interesting because wherever he goes, he has not lived up to that championship expectation that these powerhouse programs want. He was at Notre Dame before this, and he left, and now you look at Marcus Freeman, who's now the Notre Dame coach, and he brought Notre Dame to the national championship game, something that Brian Kelly's teams were not able to do. They weren't able to win the big games when it mattered, and you saw that at LSU. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if he gets hired by another powerhouse program, just given how he's done at previous big-time teams.
Yeah, and I mean, I will say, though, like, he has coached these super high-level teams, so he is very knowledgeable. So I think he's going to end up in a mid-major at the lowest, right? I think he's still some guy that even if he's not your head coach, you hire him as an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator because he's just so knowledgeable about the sport. But before we end off this episode, Andrew, I remember you mentioning earlier that this game three of the World Series was 18 innings in 6.5 hours, which who came out with the win after, you know, all 18 of those innings?
Yeah, so the Dodgers were able to win 6-5. Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off home run in the 18th inning, and the Dodgers now lead the series 2-1, and game four is tonight, so they have about 17 hours to prepare before they're right back to the field.
Yeah, so they have not a lot of time to turn around, but I still think it'll be an amazing game nonetheless. But thank you, everybody, for listening to our episode this week. If you are new and want to listen to past episodes, you can head over to Spotify or anywhere else that you find podcasts and, you know, look up FanCam and we'll be there. But we'll also be back next week, 8:30 on Tuesday, so make sure to stay tuned in for that. We thank you guys for listening, and I think it was an amazing one, and we'll see you guys next week.